Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a returning guest. Her name is Micaiah Bilger, and she writes for LifeNews.com. She wrote an interesting story about a movie that is in production, and I will say this. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., recorded some statements and stand-ups and so forth, asking people to participate financially and prayerfully to help support this movie, which is called Roe v. Wade. Now, maybe you heard or saw the news in Hollywood Reporter that when people found out about this movie, despite the name of John Voight being associated with it and also Stacey Dash, that some of the liberals threw such a hissy fit that they even had a situation where some of the technicians hired to work on the set walked off the set and, are basically throwing their support against the movie. Also, some major colleges have said, no, you're not allowed to film here because we don't like your pro-life message, even though Roe v. Wade itself, the classic decision that gave us abortion on demand, was all based on lies. Micaiah, first, before we get into the story about the movie and the attempts to make this movie and the obstacles that they're already experiencing, let's begin with Roe v. Wade itself. How is it so when I say Roe v. Wade was based on a bunch of lies?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And a lot of people don't really know much about Roe versus Wade. They know it has something to do with abortion, but it was really based on a lie. The woman who is the Roe, the Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade, her real name was Norma McCorvey, and she was pregnant at the time, had been thinking about having an abortion, but in Texas. So these two attorneys that were just looking for somebody to champion this pro-abortion cause latched on to Norma, really didn't tell her a lot, kind of manipulated her, according to Norma, and took this case to the Supreme Court. One of the lies is that Norma McCorvey's baby was not aborted. She chose life for that baby, gave birth to that baby, and made an adoption plan for that baby. There's so many lies linked to Roe versus Wade. Her story is just one of those. Norma later became pro-life herself and worked to try to overturn Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. She passed away just a few years ago, and that, of course, didn't happen in her lifetime, but she dedicated years and years of her life to trying to overturn this case that bears her name. So it's, I think a lot of these things are going to come out in this movie. The directors and producers said they really want people to understand the truth, that this was based on lies and manipulation by radical abortion activists to push abortion on the entire United States.
And 60 million aborted babies later, here we are. One of the claims was that Jane Roe was gang raped. Well, she wasn't even raped. I mean, that would be horrible either way, but that was a lie. Another lie that the left did to promote abortion was they claimed that 10,000 women died each year from illegal abortions. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who himself had participated in some 60,000 abortions, then he saw the light. He, too, became Christian. He, too, became pro-life. In fact, he's the one who made the Silent Screen movie, which has made a lot of people to become pro-life. Anyway, he said, we made that number up out of whole cloth. There was no basis for that number. And the media, being pro-abortion, just reported it as if it were facts. And there it is. And so here we are all these years later. And because of these different lies, there's also even a lie associated with Doe v. Bolton, which is the companion decision of Roe v. Wade, both coming out the same day, January 22nd, 1973. And Doe v. Bolton allows for all these different exceptions. So while Roe v. Wade goes into the specifics saying basically this is only applying to the first trimester, Doe v. Bolton makes such exceptions that the two decisions combined, usually just called Roe v. Wade by one name, give us abortion on demand virtually all 9 months. This is so tragic because it's all based on a series of lies.
And I think, we're seeing polls right now showing that most people do not really understand what Roe versus Wade is. So I think that's really why it's this movie is going to be so important in revealing the truth. People don't understand, like you said, that Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton allow abortions for basically any reason until the baby is born, through all 9 months of pregnancy. And it's tragic. 60 million babies are dead after 40 years of Roe versus Wade. So I think I really am looking forward to seeing the movie and seeing these truths being exposed. I think another interesting aspect that the producers tell us they're covering is also how abortions are disproportionately high in the Black community, how minorities are often targeted for abortions, and they're going to go into some of the eugenics that Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood, was very much into eugenics, and so they're going to be exploring that. And one of the characters I'm really looking forward to seeing is actually going to be portrayed by Stacey Dash, who's a well-known actress and political commentator, and she's going to be portraying a woman who was an African-American who actually was the first woman to graduate from Harvard Medical School. Her name was Mildred Jefferson, and she was
Wait. The first woman or the first Black woman?
First Black woman. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's right. All right, go on.
And so she was one of the most powerful pro-life advocates, in the 1960s and 70s, both for all unborn babies and all, especially against this eugenic push, this, racism that's kind of behind a lot of the abortion industry. So the film is really going to explore a lot of different aspects of this, of Roe versus Wade, and all the different the politics, the philosophies that were happening in the 60s and 70s and that are continuing today. And we're seeing, how this played out, how, in New York City, more Black babies are aborted than are born every year. And so this film, I think, is going to help expose some of this, these lies about how abortion is empowering and, is needed. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it and seeing them expose the truth that this is a horrible thing, that Roe versus Wade needs to go away. Our vice president said it should be put in the ash heap of history, and I agree. And hopefully this movie will help impact lives and hearts and minds to see that is where Roe versus Wade should be.
Well, wait, it's got to be made first, and apparently they're having lots of problems in that process. You want to comment on that?
Sure. Yeah, I talked to one of the producers, Nick Loeb, and he said, yeah, they've come through all kinds of obstacles.
I mean, far more than a normal movie. I mean, just like it's almost like, okay, people are not willing to participate in this, even though, again, they do have two big names. Well, actually three, if you count Elvita King, who's helping to, provide some, if you will, nothing but spiritual support for and moral support for the film. And that's huge. That's the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. But go on.
Yeah, Nick Loeb, who's the producer, main producer of the film, has told us, they are coming up against liberal bias, really. In Hollywood, it's obvious. I think pretty much anyone who watches the media nowadays knows that Hollywood is very, very liberal. very supportive of abortion, and he's seeing that there have been, as you said early on, some staff set people leave, other people involved with the film.
Let me ask about the set people leaving. Okay, I heard about an incident. I think they were trying to film, or they were filming in Louisiana. And there was a lady that went up. She took her headphones, you know, the headset with the microphone and so forth, which was property, I guess, I presume, of Nick Loeb or whomever, you know, the producers. She threw it on the ground and she said, you know, F you and F this movie and all this kind of stuff. This was a paid employee as part of the production crew. Did she not understand what this movie was about, or was it, was there some sort of, obviously there must have been some kind of miscommunication or at least a misunderstanding in her mind, or whatever. Do you know anything about that? I mean, and there wasn't, she wasn't the only person who walked off the set apparently in a huff.
No, and I don't know all the details about that specific incident. I know about that, but I don't know specifics, but I don't know if she just didn't read the whole script or just was told this is a movie about Roe versus Wade. And so she, you know, assumed that it would be, take a, you know, a pro-abortion angle and found out otherwise as they were filming, or I'm not sure, to be honest, but that was just one of several stories that we've heard of Tulane University where they were filming. They were supposed to film, you know, later told them, nope, can't film here anymore after one of their college newspaper wrote an article their first day of filming.
Wow.
That this pro-life movie is being filmed on Tulane University, and they were supposed to film there a couple days, and apparently the next day Tulane said, nope, can't film here anymore.
Wow.
After this article came out. So they are seeing a lot of hostility, but I really, you know, think that the people behind this film, Alveda King and Nick Loeb and the others, are just so passionate about getting this message out there that they're not going to stop. They're going to keep on working. And, you know, I've talked with, Nick Loeb, and he has hope. You know, he's hopeful. He really, I think he had a personal, experience and is now pro-life after being kind of a Hollywood liberal for a while himself. And so he just, I think the people behind this film really just want Americans to see the truth.
Yeah.
That abortion destroys lives. Abortion does not help anyone. It's a tragedy, you know, a black mark on our nation. And people deserve to know, you know, how this case came about and what it's doing to our culture and our country. So we'll see what happens next. But
By the way, I
know there's...
Yeah, go ahead. You know, there's...
I know they're going to persevere.
Okay, there's an old expression that says, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. And I think of that, you know, in terms of some of these people saying, oh, you know, you can go ahead and film it. It's all about Roe v. Wade. Yeah, absolutely. Come on over. Wait a minute. You're against Roe v. Wade? Oh, forget it. You know, Roe v. Wade has become such a flashpoint in our culture. And if people were interested in truth, they would realize, wait a minute, the whole thing is based on a series of lies. But people aren't interested in the truth, so that phrase, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, actually still stands. We have about a minute to left. What else do you want to say about this story?
Just, you know, for people to keep on watching for it, for the movie. If they're interested in it, they can go visit RoeVWadeMovie.com to find out more. You know, they really have some top name actors. John Voight is an Academy Award winning actor. And Alveda King is going to make a cameo in the film, along with, you know, promoting it. So, we'll see her face there as well. So we'll see what happens, but when it'll be out, but we're looking forward to, you know, hearing that announcement. And, you know, it's just, I think the problems that the film producers have faced are just, this is what happens with, you know, the pro-life movement, people who are trying to get the truth out.
Yes.
All the time. We come up against hostilities, but, you know, we don't give up because the unborn is, you know, this is a life. They're an important life. They're a precious life. And, you know, no matter what obstacles we face, we're going to keep on fighting because, that's a valuable, precious human child. And so it just, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep on working until babies' lives are saved and Roe versus Wade is overturned. And hopefully this movie will help, will be one of the ways that helps make that happen.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Micaiah Bilger, and it's lifenews.com for more information. Thank you now, Micaiah. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.